NC Hyatt, November 27, 2008. All right. Well, thank you so much for participating in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, we encourage you to feel free not to worry about providing an answer that's too long or too in-depth. That's exactly what we'd like. And we realize that you already signed the consent form, but we also want to let you know you should feel free to tell us if there are any particular things you say during the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational exhibition or presentation materials that will be created based on these interviews. Okay. So go to question number one. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. Where were you born, first of all?
You didn't see it in this paper.
Yes, yeah, but I want to record you saying it. I already wrote it down and everything. We just would like to get.
I was born in the city of Panama. My parents, Mrs. Panchita, the dear de Graham, and my father, Eustace Constantine Graham.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you remember about your time growing up? And what neighborhood did you grow up in?
At first, I was living on Muller's Building. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from Muller's Building to the Canal Zone. When I was almost 11 years old, we moved to the town of Red Tank. Mm-hmm. And my brother George and I received our elementary studies at the junior high school education. During those years in Red Tank, I was very active in St. James Episcopal Church, serving as a Sunday school teacher as well as a choir member. Then the family moved to Paraiso and we lived there until my father retired from the Panama Canal Company, at which time we moved to Puerto de Febre in Panama.
Okay. You remember how old you were when you moved to Puerto de Febre? Were you maybe a teenager?
It's possible, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what was your childhood like, and what are your fondest memories? Do you remember playing games with your childhood friends, and what kind of things do you remember the most about your childhood?
Let me see now. Living on the Canal Zone, my childhood friends. I had lots of friends. Lots of friends. And everybody was so nice and so important. Really got along with everybody.
What kind of games would you play as a little girl? Would you like to play indoors or outdoors?
Both indoors and outdoors. Mm-hmm. And I would play jacks. Mm-hmm. And I would play volleyball. Mm-hmm. And I used to love the volleyball. And or any type of shirin game. Used to love.
Okay. Well, tell me what you remember about your parents and grandparents. Where were they from, and how did they come to be in Panama? So, first of all, where was your father and your mother from?
Um, My father
was he born in Panama?
Eustace, yes. My father was born in Panama,
mm-hmm.
and my mother was born in Panama.
Okay. And your grandparents, how do you know about them?
Yeah, my grandfather was born in Jamaica.
Okay.
And my grandmother also was Jamaican.
So it is on your father's side?
Huh?
On your father's side? The paternal grandfather and grandmother?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about on your mother's side? Were they also from Jamaica?
No, my mother's parents are from Panama here.
Okay. How did your father's parents get to Panama? Why did they come to Panama from Jamaica?
My father's parents, no. Let me see if I can find anything about my father's parents. Father was Eustace. What about the Panama? I suppose they came when they couldn't come when they built up a canal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were their professions? What were your father and your mother's professions?
My father Why is that so long ago?
Did he work for the Panama Canal Commission?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And was your mother possibly an educator also like you?
No, my mother.
Oh, your mother, yeah. What did your mother do?
Oh, she was a housewife.
Oh, okay, housewife. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about your grandparents? Your
no.
father's, you don't know what
no.
they did as a professional? Okay, not sure. All right. So you were talking a little bit about school. Tell me a little bit more. What was school like? How and who were your teachers? What do you remember about
my school was very good. I went to school in Red Tank
mm-hmm.
and Provincetown.
Mm-hmm.
And my school teachers were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember some of the teachers. That's so long ago. Forget it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were talking to me about Teacher Reed before.
Oh, yes, right.
Tell me about his school.
And very good, I suppose. I was a little girl. I was living on Muller's building. So I went to Teacher Reed's school. And I was trying to remember his first name. I still couldn't remember it.
And what did Teacher Reed teach at his school?
He just taught all the children that live around the area.
Okay. Did he teach in English?
Yes, definitely.
Was he a Jamaican teacher?
I think so.
Okay. Did you go to his school during the summertime, during the break, or the normal school year you went to his school?
I think it was a normal school year at that time.
Okay. And would this have been, what years would you have gone to Teacher Reed school? For primary school?
Yes,
or
primary.
Mm-hmm.
Primary.
Tell me what more you remember about Teacher Reed school. What did it look like? What kinds of things did it have? What kinds of books did you use?
You have me out there. I don't remember.
Okay. But you remember him?
I think so.
What did he look like?
I suppose he was half fat and black and okay.
Mm-hmm. Was he strict?
Oh, yes. He was very strict.
Why do you think he was strict?
Because he knew my father very well. And any time I did anything wrong, mm-hmm. my father used to come by the school very often mm-hmm. to check up on me and my brother. And if he said anything to my father, I got beaten.
mm-hmm. Was he strict with all the students?
Okay. I would think so.
What kinds of things did you learn at the school? Well, actually, did you use the Royal Readers when you were in school? No?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Okay. What about the schools in Red Tank and Paraiso? What do you remember about those?
The school used to be in English, and then when it turned over Canal Zone, then we had to teach Spanish. Mm-hmm. Had to learn Spanish.
Okay. How was that for you? Was that an easy thing or was it difficult?
Well, it wasn't difficult because you live in a community where there are both languages spoken. So, I spoke both languages.
Alright. Now, what kind of music did you grow up hearing? And what were your favorite singers and your favorite songs?
I grew up hearing all types of music. And my favorite songs now are calypsos. I don't know what it was before. Spanish song, I suppose you hear a lot of Spanish songs. Mm-hmm. My favorite singer, Nat King Cole, of course, mm-hmm. and others.
Okay. Today, what would be some of your favorite singers and their songs? What are your favorite calypsos? Calypso singers.
Not a good question.
Okay. Can I get you to sing part
nope.
of one?
Ah! Forget it.
Recite part of the lyrics of one
forget
of your favorite
it.
Songs? Oh my gosh. Not a singer, huh? Not a singer. Okay. What are your favorite things and where did you first hear or learn them? Any sayings that you say to your children or to your students, or sayings that were said to you by your parents?
Like, things like, things ain't what it used to was. And I learned French. Edith, dígame las frases, feme la bouche. That's French. Such a mode. ¿Qué son las frases populares que yo uso? Ella no.
¿Ah? Papá. Esa. Papá, cuando alguien le dice sí, es tu papá. ¿Cuál es la otra? Ya vete para tú saber dónde. ¿Qué otra? Estúpido.
Me gusta bastante. ¿Y en francés? ¿Esto de feme la bouche?
Shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Je parle fou de français.
Ah, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Okay. Next question. All right. Have you ever heard of Louise Bennett?
Louise another I can think of. Who was she?
She was a Jamaican poet.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have her shows on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes she used to be able to hear it all the way in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know her either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the Mighty Sparrow?
Of course, yes. Definitely.
What thoughts come to mind when you hear his name? Have you seen him perform? And what do you remember about that?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Sparrow was my favorite, definitely. And I think I've seen him once too, when I went to the States.
Mm-hmm.
Very outstanding.
What do you think stands out about him? Or his style of singing?
Style of singing is perfect, and he named Black Man, so I believe in that.
Are there any words or lyrics in particular that you remember from some of his favorite songs?
Not that I can think of.
If you were to compare him to other Calypso singers, what would you say is different about him?
Sparrow.
He's the best.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Did you play any sports as a child? I know you told me volleyball you used to like. Mm-hmm. Were there any others?
Softball every now and then. When they allow me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, formally, they don't want the girls to do anything. Thank you. Just have to keep your eyes open, and that was it.
Did you find that frustrating?
Very much so.
Yeah. You would have liked to play more sports?
Of course, definitely.
What other sports would you have liked to play?
Basketball.
Do you think you might have enjoyed playing almost professionally, representing Panama and things like that?
No, I don't think so. But
just to play,
that
have
like
fun.
Mm-hmm. Está abierta.
Okay. I'm gonna
no,
okay. Do you watch these sports on TV? Do you like to watch sports on TV?
Every now and then, but not to that extent.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas, ¿qué es eso, mi amor?
Crema de vainilla.
Daya. ¿Qué va a hacer con eso? ¿Qué va a hacer con eso?
Cómemelo.
Oh, a lot of crema. Uh-huh. What did you think about American culture when you were growing up? What kind of American things did you have around you? In addition to music, you mentioned Nat King Cole. What about other American things?
Well, I went to American school, and I spoke English, and I my parents, we got so much from the Americans while they were here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what kind of things do you feel your parents got from the Americans while they were here?
Got a job.
Mm-hmm.
My father used to work on locks, and we treated him nicely.
Did he work in the silver roll or in the gold roll?
Silver roll, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't white yet.
Okay. What qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with West Indianness? Or being West Indian?
Not a good question.
If someone was to ask you, what is West Indian? What would be a list of things?
I would say West Indians are people who come from different islands and Jamaica and Barbados and all those places.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, there was a lot of discrimination, but they're coming to come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what distinguishes West Indians from the rest of, West Indians are in Panama, or Panamanians, obviously, but what are cultural values that they brought to Panama?
The West Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Prestige, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And first is the language. Of course, a lot of Panamanians didn't care to speak English,
mm-hmm.
because they would call them chombo and all those kind of things. But I learned a lot from my black people who came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How has knowing English affected you, positively or negatively?
Oh, definitely, positively.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, I remember we speak English at home. No, we spoke English in the house, and my friends were angry with me because I didn't speak Spanish to my children.
Mm.
And I told them, look, as long as they know English, they will learn Spanish when they go to school. And as God would have it, both of them are outstanding in both languages, and that helped them to get better jobs. Because as long as you are bilingual, you get a better job in Amazon or Panama, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Edith, Tamara Akara acaba de llamar. Ah, muy bien. Para decirme feliz.
Por lo menos
a todos. Ah, bueno.
How did you meet your husband? I know he's passed since, but how did you meet from the very beginning?
I was on a train, never forgot that, and with a friend of mine, and my friend knew him, and he told my friend to introduce me to him. And my friend did, and then he had a car, and I said, "Oh, as long as you have a car, baby, let's go with him." And that's all we met.
Mm. You're on the train going where? From where to where?
From to Colón. Going to Colón on the train.
So you ended up going to Colón on the car instead.
No. He's when I heard about it.
Ah. How much did the train to Colón cost back then?
That's another good question, too.
Just curious.
I do.
Where was he from?
Panama.
Panama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was living on the Canal Zone, no? In Gatun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your husband was West Indian, correct?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have children? I know you said you
yes.
do.
I have three.
Tell me about them. What are their names? What are their lives like? What do they work as?
that no. Eric. ¿Es la señora para el pedicur?
No.
¿Es la señora para...?
No,
es la de Poleto. ¿De Poleto? ¿Usted ve eso? ¿Usted conseguiste los cigarrillos?
Sí, sí.
¿Dónde están los cigarrillos? I said... Can I
Oh, sure.
It's on my children, right?
Yeah.
Emilio, mm-hmm. Emilio Eustacio. He is a high voltage electrician supervisor with the Panama Canal Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel Pulcheri mm-hmm. Jr. He is an electrical engineer working as electrical instructor at the Panama Canal Commission Apprentice School. Conchita, my daughter, she holds an associate degree in business administration, business, and she possesses, she was processing in the Panama Canal College. She's secretary to chief of transition, Panama Planning Division of the Panama Canal Commission. Okay. That before she went to the States.
Mm. Well, what does she do in the States now?
She's married. She has two children. Mm-hmm. And she going to school to get her master's degree. Mm-hmm. Because she wants to come back to Panama. No country like Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So
very true.
And her husband is an American, so it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Donación de niños con leucemia y cáncer.
Do your children speak English?
Of course. We speak English in our house.
And do you have grandchildren speak English also?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I have three. No. ¿Cuántos nietos tengo yo?
¿Cuántos nietos?
Cinco.
No, pero... tres, cinco, seis. Six.
Mm.
Tres niñas y tres varones.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. And do they speak English also?
Eric. ¿Ellos hablan inglés?
Sí.
Ajá.
Uh-huh. No, la niña que va para 2 años, también. Uh-huh. Y la
noche,
¿sabes? Tiene la foto
de
la familia.
Ah, sí.
La familia completa.
Wow. Okay. Oh, qué bien. Very nice.
This Emilia, my first son,
mm-hmm, okay.
That's his wife,
uh-huh.
With the daughter,
mm-hmm.
And a son,
okay.
And this one too, right?
Okay.
This is my second son,
mm-hmm.
Fujeri,
mm-hmm.
And his wife, mm-hmm. And the bigger daughter,
uh-huh.
And then my daughter, Tamara,
mm-hmm.
This is her husband,
mm-hmm.
And Ethel, Tamara, uh-huh. Tamara, Brian,
mm-hmm.
And
Alex.
Okay, very nice.
Full
family.
Very beautiful, yeah.
Thank you.
Gracias. Okay. Now, do you have family that lives overseas? I know your daughter lives overseas.
¿Dónde vive Tamara?
Maryland.
Maryland.
Okay. Any other family that lives overseas in addition?
Believe you me, that I have cousins that live in New York, but I am the only one, so to speak, in the family,
mm-hmm.
That's still alive, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm glad. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your daughter or her cousin come to Panama to visit, do other Panamanians treat them like they're American or like you're Panamanian?
Well, she done good. My daughter knows more people in Panama than I do.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Now, have you ever lived or been abroad, visited abroad, and where and when?
Man, I've traveled so much, it isn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father was in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
And he refused to come to Panama, so I had to go to Jamaica about 8 times to visit him. And then when my son insists that I must travel, so I traveled with my mother on boat rides. We took some cruises.
Mm-hmm.
We took a couple of cruises.
Yeah.
And I went all the way to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see con Tamara. Don't see a visitar a Tamara.
Japan.
Yes, I went to Japan.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sí. La hija.
Ah, ya.
Ahora va a decir que compra casa en Texas.
Qué bien, qué bien.
Con el esposo americano.
Sí. Por allá, sí. Excellent. Now, how was your experience when you visited Jamaica and Japan? I assume you've been to the States also when you did your study.
For a million times. Yes.
So to visit and to study the U.S., right? Okay. How is your experience overall when you went to Jamaica, the U.S., and Japan? And what did they know about Panamanians and even more so about West Indian Panamanians?
At one, the first time that I think I went to the States, and when they asked, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Panama. They wanted to know, where's Panama? What is Panama? They didn't know anything about Panama. And they wanted to know if Panama is in the States. I said, no, Panama is a country. Anyhow, after a while, I got to know where I'm from and so forth, and it treated me nicely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about Jamaica? When you went to Jamaica, did they know about Panama?
Oh yes.
And in Japan, did they know about Panama?
Yes, I just went to Japan lately, so mm-hmm. It's not like long time ago.
I see. Now, what specific message would you like to communicate to the younger generation?
Don't give up your study. Make sure you know English too. Because when I was teaching, the students didn't want to learn English. And the rich ones got better jobs because they knew the both languages. So I let them understand, you better learn English so you can get a good job, just like the rich ones.
Now, is there any other information you would like to include that we have not yet touched upon?
As I said before, I grew up in the Anglican Church, but you know, my husband was a staunch Catholic, and the Catholics don't accept other religions. They still don't. So I had to change over and got christened again as a Catholic so we could get married.
Mm-hmm. When did you decide that you wanted to be an educator? Or how did that come about?
Well, I used to like teaching from the time I was growing up. My mother wanted me to be a doctor, of course, but my father said, let her decide what she wants to do. Because,
yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to put it closer to the rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I decided I wanted to teach. Mm-hmm.
And what was the first place that you bought?
Red Tank and Paraiso. First place.
It's elementary school?
Uh-huh.
What has been your best teaching experience?
So many that I can't even say.
I can imagine. Well, that's great. I'm glad that you've been a teacher for so long.
Wait, I was a teacher of your family too, and it's too, yeah? Your brother.
My father. Ferdinand Juarez.
That means I hear from 19 the blood. What he has to say is only that you were interviewed.
I barely got to tell Masao. I'm going to meet Miss Elsie today. So yeah, I was my teacher. And we didn't get to say too much. What do you remember about? Do you remember anything about him?
I was wondering what he remembers about me.
Well, I'm assuming you probably caught him and my uncles and my aunts. Hugh, Earl, Melvina, Jacqueline.
No, I caught me. So don't remind me of him.
Yeah. Probably in Paraíso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. right. Well, we are...
I think, in how long I have here that I taught more than 39 years. From 1948 to 1982.
Wow. 1948? Until 1982. That's cool. Okay. Well, we are done. Unless there's anything else. Thank you again for participating. And feel free to contact us if you have any questions. All right.
So.